I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny. Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
It's snakes up there this big.
Souvenir of the honeycomb from the colony that almost killed my husband.
You heard right. Emotional support alligator.
And they were running.
All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And Jones, do we have a story for you, sir? Remember
last
week?
I would hope so, yeah.
Yeah, that's part of the thing. So last week, we had a Bigfoot sighting, a legitimate Bigfoot sighting, one of the probably the best in decades.
Yeah, it looked like he was
pretty
in like clear. A bit of a food coma or something.
He was slow.
Yeah,
he wasn't fast.
No.
He wasn't in a rush to get out of the way of the
no,
camera.
No, he's like, damn, they got me.
So he kind of ducked behind a tree a little bit, but not fully behind the tree.
No, not fully hidden, no.
But I got the people talking.
Yeah.
And this happened in Michigan. And so now it's made, obviously, waves, and people even on the news are discussing it. Bigfoot made the news.
Wow. A detailed report of a Bigfoot sighting is still making waves in Monroe, Michigan.
One of the great questions of our time. It has some wondering whether somebody will...
Hold on. Yeah. I tend to agree with this guy, yeah. But he says it pretty matter of fact. Would you say this is one of the great questions of our time?
Well, yeah.
Is there a Bigfoot? How many Bigfoot?
Is there a Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Where are them aliens at?
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. I'd say it's up there.
Aliens, pretty significant. Ghosts.
Yeah.
What happens when you die? Not
yeah.
to get morbid or dark, but these are the questions I think about often.
Yeah.
Does Bigfoot exist?
Do you think he said it?
He said it with a straight face.
But do you think,
I watched
no, but was it dismissive? Not dismissive is what you're telling. I haven't seen the video. I haven't seen the delivery.
Way it started, he's an older guy, but he's been doing the news a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And probably nobody better. He started out, I thought, a little tongue-in-cheek, but not really.
Okay, good.
Unless he's like Stephen Wright.
Such a pro.
He's Stephen Wright.
Oh yeah, okay. Maybe. To the other side.
We'll
got
see.
Yeah.
A detailed report of a Bigfoot sighting is still making waves in Monroe, Michigan.
One of the great questions of our time. It has some wondering whether somebody will spot Bigfoot again. 13 Action News anchor Tony Geftis is back from Monroe tonight. He's live in studio with the update. Tony?
Yeah, see, he does chuckle slightly there. So maybe he is. I can't tell.
I can't
guy.
See him, but it sounds dismissive to me.
Maybe you're right.
He's a hardened newsman, as you said.
Well, and as a Bigfoot truther, I do get kind of, people will snicker.
Yeah.
People will kind of poke fun a little bit at that, so, which is unfortunate.
Just so I understand the setup to this.
Oh, there you go. Nice job by Brian pulling it up on Twitter. Here's the gentleman in question. They call him the Gray Fox. He's been doing news a long time.
Yeah, you see those glasses? Those mean...
The glasses aren't even for his vision. They're just for style.
I'm a professional, yeah. Is what those glasses are saying to me. And so No, but this is they're reacting to the same Bigfoot video that we've seen, or this is a separate Bigfoot story?
Same one.
And people are just
they love it,
clamoring for more Bigfoot content.
Because it happened near them. It happened in their
own backyard. Okay, I get it. I just want to make sure I understood.
A lot of time you're thinking Pacific Northwest.
No.
Tennessee.
Nope.
Michigan.
As a Lions fan, Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Lee Christian, this report was published online by the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization.
That's right.
Good.
So you know it's legit.
Yeah, you want to know where
they have
this
a blue check mark,
from,
these
yeah,
guys.
Yeah.
Which deemed the site incredible. It was picked up by the Associated Press, and now people all over have heard there may be a Bigfoot in Monroe.
Maybe like that. So it's on the website. The AP picked it up. So this is, if you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, this is their field correspondent who is all over the story. Look at, he's got a clicker there. He's got a website behind him.
Is he just running the Twitch chat? What does he have up there?
BFRO.
Yeah.
Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, known as BFRO.
How could you read that?
Looks like he's just reading comments.
I remembered it, Nick.
It looks like he's just
so blurry that your vision actually eaten it out.
And actually, right. That's what I need.
I think he's just reading comments from Clappy Cheeks 10 and $10 Jacobs. That's what it looks like
there's
to me.
There's a BFRO store. You can get all kinds of merch for Big Feet stuff. You got hats.
Yeah.
You probably have koozies.
Yeah.
I'm guessing boots, whatever you might need. Big T-shirt, gloves, food, maybe to feed him. Traps. Anyway, let's find out what else is going on, sure.
A reported Bigfoot sighting in Monroe, Michigan has made headlines across the country.
I heard a lot of talk about it. In fact, when I first heard about it, I was in Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay, great.
I don't care where the hell you were.
Seriously. It's like our last caller. Oh, I'm in Southern Connecticut. I grew up in Brooklyn.
Well, that was like the Florida people. Remember all the Florida stories?
Oh, they love talking about what
I'm from this county, but this story happened in this county, right on the line from that county. Yeah. Like, oh, my God.
Fine. You first heard about it in Baltimore. Great. Got it.
Now, this guy's all fired up about it. They interview a guy out there, also another silver fox, and they were asking him, they're like, you hear about this? He's like, yeah. I was actually in Baltimore, Maryland when I heard about this story. Like, all right.
I heard a lot of talk about it. In fact, when I first heard about it, I was in Baltimore, Maryland. And I heard about it there. And I said, oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, he remembers where he was.
He was at Baltimore.
Yeah, how could he ever forget?
You remember where you were situation?
First time I heard about Big Feet.
Yep. I was in Baltimore, Maryland.
And I said, oh, my gosh. I leave home for a week. And look what happened.
Bob Vergiel's voice of the Toledo Walleye.
Wow!
Play-by-play guy!
Wait a minute.
He's a play-by-play guy.
The Toledo Walleye.
One of us.
One of us.
Are those the new Mudhens?
Let's take a look. Toledo Walleye.
Triple A for the Tigers?
No.
No?
No.
What are the Toledo Walleye?
They are in the Central Division of the ECHL.
Oh, this is hockey.
It's a Double-A hockey affiliate.
Oh, my mistake. Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's not nothing.
The Walleyes were founded in 1991 as the Toledo Storm. And they play their games at the Huntington Center.
Sturm.
So Marco Sturm might have gone through these
he
guys.
Might have.
They have a pretty sick looking logo.
Oh, I bet. Walleye's good looking fish.
Toledo Walleye. He's holding a hockey stick, so you know I like it.
Yeah, that's true.
The fish holding the stick.
Look, I don't want to take away from Kiefer Madness and distract, but if you had a Mount Rushmore some fish, walleye are on there.
I mean, dolphins.
Trout.
Dolphins are fish, aren't they?
Yeah.
Aren't they mammals?
I think they are.
No, sharks. Sharks are fish.
Sharks are fish.
No, dolphins are famously
gills.
Mammals.
Yeah.
So I would go sharks.
Shark.
You'd probably be all sharks.
Yeah, trout.
All right, Brian did a great job.
Big mouth bass.
Look at the Toledo Walleye.
He's missing a tooth.
He's got a helmet on. He's holding a stick.
That walleye's seen some stuff.
It's all taped up.
Yeah, that is a good looking fish.
It's a great logo.
Yeah.
I want the City Connect Toledo Walleye jersey. I need it.
Daily video.
I need to have it.
Yeah. Oh, look at that mascot.
Oh, he's a good-looking guy.
Wow.
He's a real good-looking guy. All right. Anyway, so I support the walleye.
Okay.
Look what happened.
Bob Vergiel's voice of the Toledo Walleye and Monroe County resident says the report of Bigfoot near La Pleasance Road is a talker. The account by a local man and his son was published by the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization.
BFRO.
Yeah,
we've been over this.
Yeah.
You guys already talked about this. You stood in front of the screen.
If you need any Bigfoot swag, BFRO's got you covered.
Yeah. You did a whole break. I think maybe inside job.
I think this guy works for BFRO.
Okay.
It took off from there, even prompting a nearby cannabis dispensary to offer a discount to anyone who comes in with photographic proof.
That's a good deal. Hey. If you have a picture of Bigfoot, like, you're like half off your weed or whatever?
Yeah, some free swag.
Not bad.
Yeah.
There was what was called the Monroe Monster years, years ago after the first fuel was loaded into the Fermi-1 reactor.
Somebody fact check this guy.
You can't.
He's on a roll. Our responsible is let this man on the news of all places.
I think he has it.
Going on about the Fremoil reactor? Yeah. What did he say?
Yeah, he's like, well, we got a big walleye game tonight. No, he said there was like an oil thing or whatever, but they had a Monroe Monster,
yeah,
which could have been
a big feat.
It's like all the cultures have different stories.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The flood, right? Mm-hmm. They're all coming together. There's a lot of overlap there. Mm-hmm. The Monroe Monster.
Yeah.
Sasquatch, Yeti, Bigfoot. They all kind of lead back to the same.
Sure.
Yeah.
Someone saw a big creature out near the Fermi power plant.
Right.
And so I think it's really funny that this was spotted near where that was, although they didn't really say what the location was. But it's...
Wait, what?
Just let him go, Keith. You said it before. It was exactly where it was. They didn't say where it was, but that is exactly where it was. I'm like, you're kind of losing me a little bit. I like this guy's enthusiasm overall.
Me too. He's a local historian, it seems.
I think so. Yeah. Monroe resident.
Near where that was, although they didn't really say what the location was, but it's near where the Monroe Monster was seen way back in the 1960s.
Some may wonder whether it's the same creature from the same lagoon.
Lagoon.
I did reach out to
them. Who said anything about a lagoon?
Fucking Brian now on Twitch.
It's COVID Heart.
Yeah, COVID Heart is a...
COVID Heart could be...
You see him in the wild.
Not to be this guy, but not tall enough to be confused for a Bigfoot.
He's a small foot.
Little foot.
A baby Bigfoot.
Just as hairy as your Bigfoot. There's Littlefoot, native of Dartmouth, Mass. You may have seen him.
Yeah,
one of the creatures.
He lurks on the south coast.
You can see COVID Heart.
Teeny tiny little footprints.
Smallest footprints.
They look like a. It looks like a house cat, just, but it's actually a Littlefoot.
One of the many creatures of the Bridgewater Triangle. Yeah. Littlefoot, Danny Hart.
Now, I did reach out to the 47-year-old Monroe man who made that report. I reached out through his tenant who called him. We're going to keep you posted as to whether he can give us a firsthand account of what he and his 12-year-old son saw along Tamarack Creek. Christian?
Long tease?
Yeah. So we reached out. Didn't hear anything back. You'd think those guys would want to be on the news, but I don't know.
Okay.
That's good. Pretty good story, though.
Well, good. First of all, I kind of want to listen to a Toledo walleye game now, knowing this guy.
Oh, that guy's good.
His encyclopedic
knowledge.
Some
of the stories that he might tell.
Yeah, because sometimes there's downtime. You know, like, for instance, Stanley Cup final last night, 6-1 game.
Right.
You're going to have to fill that time. This guy doesn't sound like he's going to struggle doing that.
Plenty of stories.
He's on top of it.
Nobody is wanting to kill Bigfoot.
That's true.
A Bigfoot killed those guys.
Well...
Yeah, but what about Littlefoot?
I don't think they're typically dangerous.
No.
Yeah, Littlefoot could be.
The one in that video did not look dangerous whatsoever.
Kind of out for a walk, enjoying the outdoors.
He was in a food coma. I think he had just
he might have had a big snack.
And was just real tired of everything. They got him at a good time.
Yeah.
Is what I think happened with that Bigfoot.
Got a good shot of him, though.
Okay. That's the madness. Kiefer Madness here on Jones and Keefe every Tuesday, most Thursdays as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.